Good morning to you. Amen. So I was going to share a very brief word with you this morning from a scripture portion that I've touched on numerous times and will touch on numerous times in the future from Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 reads, it's very familiar to all of us, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones, and a time to gather them, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain, a time to search, and a time to give up, a time to keep, and a time to throw away, a time to tear, and a time to mend, a time to be silent, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace. Then verse 11 says, God has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men, yet they cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end. The topic of the brief word I want to give you this morning is winter. Winter. So we see in this passage that there are seasons in life. And every season has its time and every season has its pros and its cons, its strengths and its weaknesses, its blessings and its challenges. And winter is no exception. Winter as a season has its own aspects. And as we think about the physical season of winter, we can actually draw some spiritual lessons from the physical attributes which we observe in the physical season of winter. And just a few of them I'll share with you for your consideration this morning. The first lesson that we can draw quite easily, and I've shared this one before, is in regards to the winter solstice and a lag. The winter solstice, which is around about December 22nd, is the shortest day of the year. But it's interesting to note that that's not the coldest day of the year. Because, as we all know, remember from our high school classes, the Earth travels not in a circle around the sun, but in an ellipse around the sun. And there is an egg-shaped orbit around the sun. And there's a point, which is the winter solstice, which is when we are the farthest away from the sun. And that's the shortest day of the year. But that's not the coldest day of the year, because actually, as we start moving back towards the sun, there is a lag in terms of it takes time for the atmosphere, which includes our planet, it takes time for it to warm back up. So that even though we're moving, the Earth is moving closer to the sun, the Earth is actually getting a little colder for a while. And so although December 22nd is the shortest day of the year, the coldest day of the year usually happens around January and February. And so why do I say all that? Because the spiritual lesson is sometimes when your situation has actually started to turn around, things may actually look like they're getting a little worse before you actually see the change appear. And we saw that in Daniel. An angel came to Daniel after Daniel was praying for a situation, and the angel said, look, I started coming to you a long time ago. The situation was already taken care of, but the enemy and his demons delayed me. So Daniel, know that your prayer was heard, and we had chalked up to, yeah, we got it taken care of. But the physical manifestation of the answer to that prayer did not hit your eyeballs for some time. So that's a spiritual lesson we can draw, and I've talked about that before. There's a lag between the turn and the manifestation of the turn. Lesson number one. Lesson number two, sometimes extremely cold weather makes very cold weather seem warm. When you get into one of these really nippy days, and it's like 5 degrees, and you're like, you walk outside, whoo, and you want to walk back inside. Your breath is all icy, and no matter how much you put on, you seem to be cold. It is cold, C-O-L-D, cold. And you struggle through that, but, you know, temperature kind of goes up and down, even in the winter, and you may have a dip of cold, but then the next day, particularly here in New England, might be a little, as it gets up to like 30. And so when you hit that 5 degree day, when the 30 comes, like, oh wow, it's kind of warm out. It's kind of bad. It's 30 degrees, but you're talking about it's warm out. Yes, because relative to that 5 degree day, 30 degrees seem kind of like a heat wave. That's in the natural. In the spiritual, the same thing happens to you in your life. You may hit some dips in your life, and you may struggle through it. But one of the good things is when you hit that really tough dip, when that other little problem comes, you're like, psst, that problem, that's just a paper cut. That ain't nothing. And so there's a blessing sometimes in experiencing those severe dips because they strengthen you and give you perspective of some of the little foolish stuff. It doesn't trouble you as much. Lesson three. It's important to shovel the snow before it freezes. I don't know about you, but I don't really like shoveling snow. It's a lot of work. It's cold. You got this and that. But I get out there quickly when it snows, even though I don't want to do it. I work hard because I know if I don't shovel that snow now, the snow's got to be shoveled. Make no mistake. The snow has got to be shoveled. If I wait a couple of days, that snow is going to be frozen and hard, and it's going to be 10 times harder than if I just taken care of it when I should have. As it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. We prayed about the youth. Don't procrastinate. Take care of what you need to do now. If you delay and wait, pay me now or pay me later. It's going to cost you more for many things in life if you wait. So just take care of your business now. You know what you got to do. Bishop has said on many occasions over the last 30 years, he's defined the word discipline. Discipline is defined as doing what needs to be done, when it needs to be done, whether you feel like it or not. I'm feeling that may need to be bear repeated. Discipline is defined as doing what needs to be done, when it needs to be done, whether you feel like it or not. So shovel your snow before it freezes, both physically and metaphorically. You with me? Lesson four, life is unfair. In a localized, or stand with the snow metaphor, you may do your disciplined shoveling bit, got your driveway, your sidewalk all cleared out, but then a snowplow comes back around. You know where I'm going. And covers back up just what you're like, no, you didn't. Just push that snow back where I spent the last hour shoveling. Life is unfair, but you know what? It doesn't do you a lick of good to sit there complaining and muttering under your breath. Get you right back out there and shovel that snow before it freezes. Okay? Lesson five, there are different perspectives that you will have, that different ones will have. When the snow comes, some people, when they see snow, they think, oh, fun. Oh, if I'm a youth, I might say, oh, day out of school. Or if I'm a skier, oh, man, this is a great, I can think of snow in the mountains. To others, it might be, oh, snow. Oh, I got a shovel. Oh, I got to drive through the snow. So people have different perspectives about different situations. And as it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. That thing you're going through, it may appear to be a curse to you, but someone else involved, it may be a blessing. That thing you're involved in, it may appear to be a blessing to you, but to somebody else, it may be a challenging situation. So just keep your perspective around you. And lesson six, as I prepare to close, is in winter we have the new year happens. New Year's Eve, we make a big to-deal about it. to do about it. And there's often the case that we have on New Year's Day, people have, I don't really do New Year's resolutions, but it's often a good time to reflect and to think about the new year. And one Christian author, Donald Whitney, said, there are 10 questions which it may behoove you to ask at the start of the new year. And he points us to Haggai chapter 1:5, where the prophet telling the people, consider your ways. He said it twice, once in verse 5 and once in verse 7. He said, consider your ways. Give careful thought to your ways. You have planted much and have harvested little. You eat but never have enough. You drink but never have your fill. You put on clothes but are not warm. You earn wages only to put them in a purse with holes in it. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. You expected much, but see, it turned out to be little. What you brought home, I blew away. Why? Why? That's the question. Why? So there's like a reflection thing you should do. Give careful thought to your ways. Consider your ways. And so at the beginning of a new year, it's an ideal time to stop, look up, recalibrate, and get our bearings. And to that end, there are 10 questions, as I close, 10 questions which may be useful for you to consider, to ask yourself in a quiet moment. Pick one, pick three, whatever. 10 questions. One, what's one thing you could do this year to increase your enjoyment of God? Question two, what's the most humanly impossible thing you will ask God to do this year? Question three, what's the single most important thing you could do to improve the quality of your family life this year? Question four, in which spiritual discipline do you most want to make progress this year, and what will you do about it? Question five, what is the single biggest time waster in your life, and what will you do about it this year? Question six, what is the most helpful new way you could strengthen your church? Question seven, for whose salvation will you pray most fervently this year? Question eight, what's the most important way you will, by God's grace, try to make this year different from last year? Question nine, what one thing could you do to improve your prayer life this year? And lastly, question 10, what single thing that you plan to do this year will matter the most in 10 years or even in eternity? Now, I've got this list on my Twitter stream at twitter.com/TKG Ministries. If you're interested, twitter.com/TKG Ministries. But think about these things, these lessons, the lag from the shortest day to the coldest day to the turn. Extremely cold weather makes very cold weather seem warm. Working hard is easiest way to work, to shovel your snow before it freezes. Life is unfair. Snowplow may push snow in front of you. There are different perspectives in situations. It may be fun to some, work to others, and New Year's considerations. I won't call them resolutions, but considerations. As we think about winter, as we think about the seasons, let's operate such that we can fully take hold of the blessings which the Lord wants for you in this year. On three, shout blessings. One, two, three.
Blessings.
Be blessed.